Natty boy.
Jess.
Mate, interesting circumstances this week.
So weird. I feel slightly uncomfortable, but really comfortable.
I feel incredibly comfortable. So what's happened is we're currently at Ned's house recording because there was a Scouts event in the pavilion. And we're also joined by our guest for the beginning of the pod, Darcy McCrosty. Welcome, Darcy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
This is special. It's different.
Very special.
But I'm really excited.
Yeah, me too. Let's get into it, I reckon.
Let's do it. Let's have a good night.
Absolutely.
Clearly, I was livid.
That's
and
awesome.
Yeah, I woke up next to some feet that didn't look like Amos.
And what did Dad think after putting on the bar?
Dad does not know. I don't know if Dad
knows. Welcome back to All Things Kings. What is up, everybody? Netty boy, how are you, mate?
Oh, I'm actually so well. Das, how are you?
I'm great. I'm great to be here, joined by two of my great mates at the Kings so far.
It's good to have you with us, mate.
Don't do that.
How's your week, fellas? How's your week off? Talk to me.
Well, mine was very relaxing, actually. I did a whole lot of nothing, and it was very nice. Sat back, watched a bit of footy, and yeah, I had good fun.
Yeah, lovely. How about you, mate?
Yeah, good. I had a house-sitting job for family friends, and they had two dogs. So
oh, beautiful.
Got a bit of walking done in the morning and night and just chilling out, watching
footy.
And
that was a prerequisite of house-sitting those dogs, right?
Yeah, I had to do that every morning and night. Very young, energetic dogs. So
two walks a day is a lot.
Yeah.
Well played.
I did to my dog, but
yeah, nice.
No, very good. All right, should we move?
Thanks for asking, man.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine.
Jess, I really do care. How was your weekend?
Yeah, it was good.
No, I know there was more to it. I know you weren't even in Adelaide. Tell us.
I went over to Sydney for Mum's birthday for a few nights, and then went to Melbourne. Saw the fellas on Sunday. Some of the boys was in good form. Netty boy. Your brother Jack, a few others, and then on Monday went to Queen's birthday, King's birthday, which we won't talk about.
Yeah, for your sake, we shouldn't talk about that. But happy birthday to Loretta, of course.
I'll pass that on. Sure, she'll like the mention.
What number is it?
55.
Massive.
The double number.
Doesn't look a day older than 50.
It's very kind, mate. I'll pass that on.
Yeah, no, thanks.
No, all good. All right.
I didn't know where I was going with that.
Do you want to keep going on this topic or are you happy to move along?
No, I'm happy to move on. Let's talk about what was the round of round seven.
Yeah, so a little while ago now.
Yeah, so before the bye, we had a triple header for the A's, B's and C's against Gazer. D-grade had a late game against Henley, and the Queens had their first game against Hope Valley. So yep. Let's talk about it. D-grade. They had to travel to Henley. Special mention to Mickey G, who played his second game of the day.
Insanity. By the way,
which is very impressive. But D-grade unfortunately went down 5-6, 36 to Henley's 9-13, 67. With our best being Tom Anderi in the fifth, Killer in the four, George Windley in the three, Bill Newman second, and best on for the day was Patrick Precup. So what
Pre Cup, what a man.
Pre Cup.
Killing it in his first year. It's good to see.
Darcy, you want to go with the goals?
The goals were Stocky with one, Pre Cup with one, Tommy Anderi with one, and two to Jonesy.
Jonesy!
Big PJ.
Well done. Unlucky Sneathy's boys, they've been tracking well, though, in this middle part of the season. Yeah.
Two of the last three, it's always good.
Yeah, it's good.
Keep plugging along.
Moving into the C's, they had a massive game against Gazer. I can see a familiar name in the best right there. Maxi Nichols in the five, Jesse Finneman fourth, Jace Bode in the three, Slamo Hammond in the two, and Jeremy May, also known as Skunk, was best on for the day.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ned, what was the score for that C-grade game?
Oh, good point. C-grade had a very massive win, 20-15, 135 to Gazer's 3-3, 21.
Who could have kicked all those 20 goals?
All right. This is going to take a bit. Max Nichols, Henry Illman, Lockie Edwards, Tom Denyer, James Brennan and Jace Bode all had one goal. Zilma had two. Praddy and Skunk had three. And then Slamo with six.
Yeah.
Massive.
No, it was a great day. The boys played really well. All over the ground, I thought. And Bodie in the back six was just awesome to have a wise head that is obviously so skillful and had so much time with the footy. And yeah, Skunk was on another level. He had about 20 clearances, 35.
I heard he was massive.
And three snags. So an awesome day for the boys. Very good going into the bye for us and good momentum for this week against Smosh.
Of course. Very good. Moving into the Queens. Now, I must say, I was doing the socials before round 7 for the Queens, and I put into the group the kind of the one-liner, and the one-liner was, who can stop them? Because they were undefeated up to this game, and they didn't end up...
They got stopped.
Yeah.
So did you put that what in the review or something?
I put that in the socials caption.
Yes.
And I think Hope Valley responded. So I feel bad. I feel like I jinxed the Queens.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, the Queens went down 0-2 to Hope Valley's 5-9-39. I feel really guilty. I feel like I played a part. So sorry, Queens. Best for the day, Anna White in the 5, Beth Cross in the 4, Ash Carter 3, Ada Harvey 2nd, and Farah McConnell Saltis, I believe that's how you pronounce that surname. I'm sorry if I got that wrong, but she...
Yeah, Ned, I don't think that is how, but anyway. Oh,
really? I'm sorry. But she was best for the day, Farah. She obviously played well. So, unfortunate Queens. Well done to Farah as well. I can't hear you, Jesse.
Well done to Farah as well.
Yeah, nice. Okay, Bees. Right.
Oh, it's your boys.
My boys. Yes, that's correct.
Oh, wait, no, actually not.
Wait, where's Ned?
Yours?
Not your boys, Ned. Not your boys.
Oh, well, for one game, but they're really my boys.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. B grade had a massive win against Gazer. Mm-hmm. Very similar to the C's, actually, going 20 goals as well. 20 goals, 10 to 130 to Gazer's 3 goals, 321.
Sensational.
Which is fantastic going into the bye. Clearly, we had some really good experience going back as well with Tucker Evans coming back into the forward line, kicking a bag. So it was obviously a great result and something it's exactly what the result you want. So best on were Tucker Evans in the 5, Max Reed 4, Mike Bichetti, massive coming.
He was so good.
Was he?
Oh, he was awesome. Yeah. Steve was hating it because Steve wants him back. Very funny.
Chuck Canny in the 2 and Oscar Switala was best on for the day. Goals, bear with me here. We had Sam Nichols, Callum Green, Angus Cother, Pistol Pete, Benno with 1 goal, all of them. Then we had AC Lee with 2. Tom Duffy and Mark Shetty also had 2. James O'Halloran with 3, and then Tucker kicking a bag, as I said before. So, well done, boys.
Sensational result. I've been saying sensational too much, so sorry.
That's okay.
Tone that Jesse. Down.
That's all right. Moving into A grade.
Both of you boys. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'll let Darce take this one, actually.
Yeah, good idea.
So... It was a great result from the A grade. Probably not what we were expecting. Gazer being on the bottom of the ladder and us A grade boys sitting mid-range of the table. We finished 11 goals 4-70 to 7 goals 11-53. Gazer didn't kick as straight as probably what they could have. They had one bloke who was definitely on top in the forward half and should have kicked a lot straighter, and we were pretty lucky for that. But other than that, we kicked a lot straighter than what we have in the past, and we ended up with the win. In the best, 5th. What is that? Oh, McCrosty, 5th. Yeah.
Oh, I think I know him. Like, so, was this your debut or you had played before?
He's had a couple
second
games. Game.
Second, yeah, okay, nice.
Alex Forster in 4th, Dylan Hopkins in 3rd, Zach Poliak in the 2, and JC Carruthers.
Yeah, he's still done it again.
He's second best on in a row.
He's in the room next to us right now.
That's so weird.
Being quite obnoxious. But he's playing some good footy.
He is.
Yeah.
Goal kickers for the day. George Thring 1, Arch Richardson 1. First goal for the club.
Huge. Oh, yes.
Yes, it was. That was a good moment.
And very well shot by Pete McCrosty.
Yes.
By
the way. Is that any relation?
Yes, that's my father.
Oh, right. Yes, very good.
Darcy McCrosty with 1. Has George with 1, Dins with one, Mark Evans with two, and Forster with four.
I was filthy though. I think Darcy McCrosty should have had two.
Right.
Because I nearly had the assist of a century by just giving him the ball and then him running down half the ground.
And those are the best. And the that's like all the Barcelona players, like all the left backs at Barcelona passing it to Messi halfway.
That was me. That was me.
Yeah.
Let's go into next round. What's coming up? Round eight.
Actually, sorry, Ned, before we do that, I just want to touch on Saturday night off the field last week. We had a big event.
Yeah, no, it was great. What?
We had the cash raffle.
I feel like it was ages ago.
Yeah.
We did have the cash raffle.
Or do you just not remember it for some reason?
No, I remember it very clearly. I was livid after that because I made it quite far, actually.
Yeah, how far?
I came sixth.
Oh, wow, that is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. And I think you drew the number that got me.
No, it wouldn't have been me.
You sure?
I wouldn't do that to you.
Are you lying?
No, of course not.
Okay.
I hardly pulled any out though because I was on the mic.
Yeah, you were on fire on the mic. You were loving it, weren't you?
Well, I was quite bored by the numbers getting called out, but I loved the auctioneering. That was so much fun.
That was insane. I couldn't believe the people who were buying those tickets back.
I know. Yeah, there was a lot more money getting tipped in, which was great to see.
Steve getting in with the first year boys was hilarious. I lost it at that.
Boys, let me in. Yeah.
They split it about five ways for a $200 ticket.
$200.
Sensational.
It was insane. And then they still came fourth. Yeah.
Okay, well, they didn't win anything. Max Reed, the lucky victor. Well done to Max, a friend of the pod.
And Alistair Linky as well, coming second.
Coming
and
second.
Getting a little bit of cash as well.
It's always good. And it was Max's birthday on Monday, so happy birthday, Max.
Happy birthday, Max.
Happy birthday, Max.
What a nice little present for him.
Brilliant present.
Yeah, he put a fair bit back on the bar as well, which is great to see. Good club, man.
We love that.
Yeah.
Not like a certain person who used to run the pod.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah.
Won't be named. Okay.
Moving along.
That was a good night. Mm-hmm. Great for the club. A lot of people out at Kenzie, which we love.
But next big event is quiz night, I believe.
No. Kings at Coopers.
Oh, of course.
So
that's so soon.
It is very soon. Yeah.
Oh my God, how could I forget?
A's and B's will be playing out at Cooper Stadium on the Friday night.
Yeah.
For round nine against Hope Valley.
Mm.
I believe the B grade will be 6 p.m. and the A grade 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then there'll be a function going on in the Nord or the Cooper Stadium function room. And we'll have the great man, Hugo Tuvey, who we have a interview coming up for.
We've just announced that.
Next
nice. Part.
Yep.
It's huge. So, yeah, a lot more on that and who Hugo is next week, which is exciting. Yeah.
Really special stuff coming up.
Absolutely.
And I do encourage everyone who isn't playing on Friday or is intending to watch to go get a ticket and
listen
to Hugo because
this is one that, you know, you get a lot more out of than the club does. It's he's such a good dude.
Exactly.
And, very good and interesting things to hear and learn about. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, the Saturday we'll have the D's and Queens, I believe, playing it.
And C's.
Do we have the C's? I'm not sure if that's been confirmed yet. But hopefully we do have a triple header on Haslam. But we'll have to wait and see. I know there'll be at least two games at Haslam on the Saturday afterwards. And that will be pretty massive for the club in terms of atmosphere out at Haslam. And for the higher grades to be able to watch the Queens and D's as well.
Yep.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay.
Let's move into round eight, okay? Just before we get into the interview, Das, who are we playing this week?
We are playing... Who are we playing?
Actually? Smosh.
Smosh.
There you go, good boy.
What does Smosh stand for?
St. Michael's Old Scholars Hindmarsh.
Hindmarsh.
Yep.
I was going to say...
It's a bit of a trip for St. Michael's, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they merged with the club in the West Lakes.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, Smosh... So we've got the triple A's, B's and C's going out to Smosh on the Saturday. C grade at 10:15 a.m., B grade at 12:15 p.m. and the A grade at 2:15 p.m.
Standard times, that's good.
Standard times, as per usual. And then we've got a double header at Haslam, the D grade at 12:15, sorry, against Sacred Heart Old Scholars, and then the Queens at 3:15 versus Kenilworth Flinders at Haslam.
Perfect. Well done to us.
That's against the Burras, Kenilworth. They're the Burras. Ah. Yep.
Oh, thanks for that. I'm very excited for the D grade this week, playing Sacred Heart, because I think they were a bit done by Sacred Heart's young fellas
earlier in the year. I assume they've risen up the ranks.
Yeah, I also assume that they have school footy on.
Yeah.
They won't be playing, and we might have a more legitimate Sacred Heart D grade. So hopefully we get a better result.
Absolutely.
This time round. Looking forward to it at home.
Mm.
Don't lose at the House of Slam.
Oh, absolutely not.
No.
Very good. Thanks, Dallas. Well done.
No worries, Jess.
Okay. Anything else?
I think we're ready to get into it, my friend.
Oh, yes. Let's do it. Interview. Darcy, let's go. Okay. He doesn't need an introduction because we've already done that.
Yes.
But we're into the interview.
Mm.
This is that segment.
Yes.
It's that time.
All eyes on Darcy.
Yeah. So this is a special moment. I'm really excited for this.
Well, he's your boy.
He is my boy.
So you two went to school together?
Yeah, so
Jesse, we went to school together.
Yeah, same year. Sorry, we did as well. But we've actually played some cricket together.
We were actually mates 10 years younger than me. You and I were mates.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's true.
That hurts, actually.
Yeah. He's a lot better than me at cricket than he always was. Even when he was, you know, up to my waist, he was still a lot better than me at cricket.
That's not too hard.
It's very true. That's very true. All right. Anyway. So, what year did you finish school with young Ned?
Was it 2021?
21.
Yeah.
Good journey?
Yeah, it was.
Enjoyed it?
Yeah.
And what year did you come out to the Kings?
Pembroke footy?
Yeah.
This year. Yeah, this year.
Very good.
And we'll discuss that in a moment. Or should...
No, that's fine then.
Oh, okay. Well, where were you before?
I played a year out in Blyth Snowtown for a year of footy after I graduated.
Just chasing the bag, brother.
Yeah. but yeah, I didn't have much... thought about playing footy after school.
Yeah, okay. It was more of a cricket focus.
Yeah.
Tell us how you got out there though.
So my girlfriend Eliza, she has a PT, personal trainer, and when we started kind of dating, I would go out with her and we'd do PT sessions together, and he plays out there in Blyth, so he knew that I wasn't playing footy and kind of lured me into it. And
smart.
Yeah.
So is the story true that you went out just for a random game of B grade out of Blyth and you got best on, and then they said, we need more of this bloke, and they kept you in the A grade midfield from there on?
Yeah, that's pretty much the story. No pre-season or kicking any footy, and that's went out awesome. And played. And, I loved it.
Similar stories going on this season as well.
Yeah, pretty much. Absolutely.
Oh, very good.
Good to see.
And you enjoyed your time out at Blyth. It's a bit different country footy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I loved it.
What features are different, would you say? Like in a game sense?
Well, to start, the scenery is very different.
We're
playing out on paddocks and, that kind of vibe. But
on a slanted field.
Yeah, in glue pot, mud, muddy,
that
kind of. But it's just that kind of intensity, and I don't know, a lot of that footy out there, it's very club orientated, from your kids in the morning to your seniors in the arvo, netball, footy. It's all really tight-knit club. And
yeah, so it all happens on the same day as well, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm. So there's netball going on, there's footy going
on. It's nuts. And then they all just get into the club room on Saturday nights, don't they?
Yeah, back in the club and stuff like that.
Yeah.
A lot of events and functions on, which is always good. So
we were discussing this the other day. What's the population of Blyth?
I think it was 200 or something, wasn't
it? Yeah, so the whole everyone's there.
The whole town is in this.
The whole town.
Yeah.
And external... population of Blyth is out at those games.
Basically,
it's pretty cool.
If you're not at the footy club or the netball club on the Saturday,
what are you doing? Yeah. That's epic.
I love that. That's so cool.
It's funny. It reminds me of in Broken Hill. I was talking to Fred about this because his family's farm is if you go from Adelaide to there, it's you go through Broken Hill. So he's quite familiar.
Yeah.
And they are obviously a fair bit bigger population than that, but they have four clubs And it's like, I don't quote me on this, but it's pretty much like there's one north, east, south and west. Yeah. And then there's like one nightclub in the middle. And then every club goes to their club rooms for, you know, dinner and drinks. Yeah. And then everyone just gets
ends
in
up there.
To I the, love that. In the middle for the so nightclub. Good. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
So there'd be a few arguments happening there.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably. I love that divide, like the north, south, east, west. Like.
I know. That's probably not what they're called, but
oh yeah, of course, yeah. But it's essentially that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's great.
Well, I think the same thing happens in the league that I played in last year. There's North Clare, South Clare,
yeah,
and then there's, you know, club either side or something. Like that.
That's so good. So country footy. That's not actually. That's not unknown territory for you, is it? You're a bit of a country boy in it yourself.
Yes.
Growing
up. Grew up in the country Victoria.
Beautiful.
Castlemaine?
Yeah, Castlemaine.
But you say Castlemaine.
I say Castlemaine.
Yeah, crazy.
So where is Castlemaine?
Yeah, so it's about 45 minutes out from Bendigo, about an hour and a half from Melbourne, so
yeah,
in between there a bit.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Grew up in a little... not really a suburb, like a little country town called Muckleford, which is 10 minutes from Castlemaine. So,
oh, yeah. Awesome.
And were your parents, like, were they working there or did they grow up there?
Yeah, so Dad was working in Bendigo and Mum was working at a school in a place called Clunes. I don't know if you know Wesley College.
Yep.
They have a...
it's a funny name for a town, I'm sorry to
yeah,
anyone.
Clunes, yeah, Clunes, yeah. So it was kind of like in the middle and that's just where we lived.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And what prompted the move across to Adelaide? Anything in particular?
Well, my mum got a job as the head of girls boarding at Pembroke.
Yeah.
So she went for that. And so when we knew that she got that, we kind of knew that we were going to come over. It was about, I don't know, 3 months out or 4 months out before we knew that, like, you know, before we came over.
Yeah.
She,
yeah, not yeah, a big so, turnaround.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Was that hard?
Yeah, it was actually. It was difficult. Like, kind of knowing that you leave, it's kind of... yeah, knowing that you're leaving, but you've still got time, and it's like,
yeah,
it's kind of like a death date. Not death date, but like you're leaving, yeah, and everything,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And change.
It was start or end of year eight, right?
End of year eight,
that's
start of year nine.
You know, you're massive. 13, 14 ish, yeah. And you're kind of really settled in pretty much. You've got your friendships,
yeah, well, yeah, because it's the year after high school started, so you're like finally got over starting high school.
Well, in Victoria, we started high school in year seven,
yeah. Well, so, and now SA does too, but yeah,
but yeah, I was started my high schooling at Bendigo Southeast, so just moved like, you know, catching the train up to Bendigo and kind of. Not moving out of my comfort zone, but, you know, like doing things on my own, catching trains and buses and stuff and having to get myself around and making new friends up there and stuff like that. But
and, yeah, essentially just as you'd settled down, I'm sure it sounds like
I guess
you had to
looking back at it now.
Move up.
Yeah, yeah, it's like that.
And fond memories from, would you call that home or?
Well.
Or just your.
I was born in Adelaide.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Here you go.
So
what hospital?
Flinders.
Oh, nice.
So, well, I was actually nearly born in the car.
Oh, okay. Wow.
But, yeah, born in Adelaide and then 3 months later we moved to Victoria.
Oh, nice. There you go.
Actually, very quickly on that, we've got a story from Lockie, Darcy's
about
brother,
young Darcy.
About very, very young Darcy.
Yes,
and his first word.
Yeah, what was your first word, my friend?
My first word was more.
More. I love what? That. That is such a cool first word.
Yeah.
It's just like, so it just like defines a determined young man.
Does. I'm actually jealous of that.
Yeah. But I wish mine was more. That's
it wasn't sick. It wasn't really in, I don't think it was that kind of used in that sense.
Was it dinner?
It was food.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm a bit of a food lover. I love my food. So
that's
I was
awesome.
Always kind of a bit like, More.
That's great.
That's epic.
Fond memories from growing up in Castlemaine. You're quite the talented soccer player. That's correct.
Yeah, I was known to kick the soccer ball around. Me and my older brother Lockie used to play a fair bit together, and Louis, my younger brother, was a bit younger then. He wasn't quite up with us, but yeah, Lockie and I played together. I think from about 5 years old or something like that, and kind of starting on the tennis courts, you know, those little five-a-side games or whatever, and then moving up into the big leagues.
Now, love it. Excuse my naivety, but I always found this really interesting about you because you grew up in country Victoria, but you were playing soccer. I just feel like that's the opposite of what you would expect.
Yeah, it's just like, I feel like footy and cricket.
So solidified in footy.
Yeah, well, it was. Yeah, footy was massive. Like, now that I look back at it, like, clubs there, there's lots of clubs out there that obviously play footy, a lot of country clubs and stuff like that. But, yeah, so soccer, there was, Bendigo was, like, one club that played in, like, the whole state kind of league that was out in that kind of country area other than, like, Ballarat. There was, or Shepparton kind of, like, it wasn't, there weren't many other clubs or anything around. So it was, yeah, very, not rare, but we didn't do that well.
There wasn't as much of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Ned, I think we've gone on a nice little tangent here. We've got some good information out of Dallas, but we should rein it back in and hit some of our...
Hit some of our little spots that we
Little spots we like to hit. Yeah. Our nice little short 45s. Stuff, like,
P1.
P1s. Priority ones.
Yeah.
We've been hitting those P3s, 4s right now.
Yeah, we have been.
You can hit it down.
That's exactly it.
Okay. So, what have you got?
Do you have a favourite king at the club? It's a tough one given that you're a new man. Yeah.
I don't know. I know everyone's been saying Hoppy.
Yeah, I have been. That's okay.
I love Hoppy.
Yeah.
He's always getting around, gets around me.
Yeah. He's the great bloke.
I enjoy Ned Kennett a lot.
Yeah, good one.
Ned Kennett gets around me and, you know, he's made me feel very welcome.
That's
coming
good.
Into the club.
Yeah.
Which has been good. And obviously, Ned, your brother, Sam Carruthers, he's been great.
I thought he was going to say, obviously, Ned, and then the sentence just kept going. That's awesome.
No, not me, of course. I'm surprised a certain McClure isn't involved there.
Fred.
McKenzie man.
Nah. He's all right.
Nah, Fred's good. I love Fred, but I spend enough time with that guy. Yeah. We have our moments. Nah.
So, I love, this is my new favourite. Ned's, I'm owning this one.
Ned's killing this.
If you were to.
This Ned's one wood right now.
Yeah. It's more, I'd say my 7-iron, but.
Okay.
If you were to have a beer with someone outside of your friendship group at the moment at the Kings. Which is obviously the boys in our year. Who would you love to have a chat with?
I've had good chats with Tom Laurie. I like Tom Laurie.
Yeah, TL.
He's a great man.
He's a good man.
Back at the Kenzie, we've had some DMs, you know.
Oh, that's lovely.
Not kind of, you know, like.
No, he's a great man to chat to. He's really good.
Yeah, it was fun. I had a conversation with Whitey on Tuesday night. He got stuck into me about Melbourne beating Collingwood.
Of course.
TL did. And Whitey's also a Collingwood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we were just saying how he looks like the quintessential Melbourne MCC. Yeah, stuff him. Nah, we love it.
Just because your Flyers went down.
Just because my Flyers went down.
You and Whitey.
Yeah, we're always up to no good, me and Whitey.
I didn't take Whitey to be the salty man, but we need to stop doing this.
No, it was all in jest. It was all in jest. Course, we love course. TL, both me and Whitey do. Yeah.
And of course, I love Whitey, just saying.
Why do you want to say that?
Nothing, no reason. Das.
Ned.
We would say favourite game, but...
Only been a couple.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll say, what's been your favourite game of football? Of all time.
Of all time. Good question, Ned.
It's a very good question. Can I give you... actually have a favourite game for Pembroke, like Kings.
Yep. Oh, sweet. Yep. Yeah, go for it.
I would say my first game.
Oh, awesome.
Which was against Modbury in the B grade.
Yeah, that was good.
I just want to mention that was
The boys got the dub. Can I just say as well the Thursday night before... Whitey, I had absolutely no idea who you were, obviously, coming in from a full cricket season, so you didn't get a pre-season or anything. Yeah. Comes out to a training, I think, on Thursday night, and Whitey's like, I can't pick this guy. I have no idea who he is. Never heard of him in my life. And then the B-grade leadership group was like... Yeah. Nah, he's our boy. Trust me. Yeah. Literally trust me, Whitey. Get him in. Obviously, trusted his leadership group, got Darcy in.
Absolutely good call.
And yeah, well, I think he's quite happy with that decision. Yeah.
I reckon Ebo is pretty happy with that decision.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah.
No, that was a great game, wasn't it? That was tense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If for listeners who don't know about that game, we won with the last kick of the game.
Awesome.
Off Sam Carruthers' boot.
Yeah.
With about 10 seconds left. It was
insane.
It's good to see incredible. You giving him some praise for once.
Yeah, well, that's all you're going to hear from me. do you have a...
Sorry, I do have another. Yeah, the other game I was going to say was, I think it was in year 9, one of my few games.
I know this game.
Against Scotch.
I know this game, yeah.
It was... That was another really close, tight, goal-for-goal game.
Your face just talking about it.
Oh, it was so much fun. Like,
yeah.
Heat of the moment. There was lots happening. I think it was like a bit wet, like, you know... Early in the morning for a year 9
Dewey
game,
Kenzie
the Dewey
game.
Kenzie.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think we won by 8 points, like something, like a goal or something
awesome.
Like that.
And let me talk about this because Darcy won't admit it, but I reckon Darcy kicked the winning goal that game.
Oh,
but
very
it was
nice.
Also Darcy's third game of football.
Ever. That's epic.
And he was our best on. It was incredible.
What a man.
So Darcy, as I was
whereas here
before,
I am, been playing since I was 2 years old and can't get a kick.
Well, you've been riddled with injuries.
Oh, thanks, man.
Darcy, as I was saying before, he grew up on soccer, but when he came over to Adelaide, he was influenced by a couple of us, didn't you? Just take up footy, join the boys.
Play with the oval ball instead.
Little did we know that he would be an absolute gun, and only
take all
game.
Your spots.
Yeah, exactly. And in his third game, would win.
That's awesome.
The game off his own boot against Scotch, who obviously is an arch rival.
Absolutely,
of the club. So
the biggest.
No wonder that is one of his favorite games.
Yeah, clearly quite a hand-eye coordinated man sitting to my left right now.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
very talented.
That's sensational.
Do you have a least favorite game of Kings or football? Or
any
soccer?
Any lost grannies or anything?
Well, I haven't really played in many, like, grannies or, like, finals for footy. You know, like, school footy is just intercolor.
Yeah.
Like, those last few intercolors were pretty demoralizing. Wasn't a great feeling that year 12.
Did you play in year 10?
Yeah, so I played in year 10 when Tommy Emmett kicked four goals and was on fire. And
do you know what? When I was in year 12, Tom Emmett now... listed as an emergency, I think, for an AFL game for Fremantle. he got dropped from the A's and played in the B's.
Oh, I do know about this.
Yeah. And it was just like, what is going on?
Sorry, I thought you were going to say you took his spot or something.
No, I didn't. But yeah, like the fact that he played twos footy as a year 11 is insane. Anyway, he's where he should be now.
Well, all credit to Tom as well. He wasn't part of a Sandful club through his schooling.
Yeah.
And, I think, loved his footy.
Just tipped in.
And, you know, came back from serious illness and decided...
A lot of injuries as well.
Yeah, a lot of injuries and decided to come go play for Sturt as an overager and put in the work. And now he's off at Fremantle. So
very cool.
Tom, if you're listening, which I highly doubt...
I'm sure he is.
Yeah. No, he's a big Kings man.
Oh, yeah.
Kings.
If he had to pick a local club...
He played a game, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Multiple games, even.
Multiple, I reckon, yeah.
Yeah, but he's been out at games with his Kings merch on, which we love, of course.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I think we should get into what has consumed a lot of Darcy's life, which is the great sport of cricket.
Yes.
Which is, seems like your first love. It's Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah. So, where do you play your cricket now?
I play up the road at Kensington Club, Browns.
For the Browns. And you've been playing in their A grade for some time now?
Yeah, I think played my third season last year.
So when did you debut for their A grade? Which is a very high level standard of cricket.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
And like that is effectively the San Rafael of cricket.
Yeah.
And been playing since you were a high schooler.
Yeah, so I think my first game was in like the start of year 12, that kind of time. I don't know what year necessarily, like what day.
Around
that time. And
that's awesome. And can I just say on that, when I say, you know, it's the San Rafael level of cricket, they also only pick 11 players.
Yeah,
instead of the 22 that we have.
It's very impressive.
Yeah, it's insane.
Before then, what is your cricket where's your cricket taken you? You've done some impressive things.
Yeah, so to start, went back when I was in Victoria, I played in the Victorian under 15 country team, the Vic country team.
So you've always been a keeper, a glovesman?
Yeah, keeper. So don't know when I keeper exactly batter, started. Yeah. But it's funny because I was that year when I played in the under 15s Nationals Carnival was the time when I was moving across to Adelaide.
So oh, wow.
The carnival was in, I think it was in February of, so the start of year nine. So when I moved to Pembroke, so I was playing for Vic Country when I was living in Adelaide.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yes, yeah. I remember that now.
Yeah. You bump into a few of your new mates. Yeah.
I remember Simsy. He would have been there. I played against Simsy and yeah, it was pretty funny.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, and then I represented South Australia in the under 17s and under 19s as well.
Yeah. Awesome.
So no wonder he's now playing A grade.
Yeah. Have you played with any big notable names or
or
against?
Alex Ross, who plays for the Sydney Thunder. He played a bit for the Redbacks. Daniel Worrell, Frankie Worrell, the right arm quick, who's actually just moved over to England to
play some county.
Lloyd Pope, the Ranger, or sometimes at the Kenzie.
He is, yeah. He's around the place.
That's a way to describe.
Absolutely. yeah, so play with him. David Grant, who's another Redback. Just a few, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
A few at Kenzie.
And
that's awesome.
Cricket is your first love. You were considering not playing footy this season. That's correct? Is that correct?
Yeah, kind of, just to...
Yeah, so what were your thoughts? Were you going to play cricket elsewhere in the, during the winter or something?
Yeah, I was looking to either go overseas or off to Darwin, which is sometimes what people do in their cricket off-season, is to head up to Darwin and play in their summer, which is happening right now. So I know a few boys...
Yeah, that happens in footy too, I think.
Yeah,
yeah.
So same thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they have the opposite.
The opposite. And, yeah.
And summer, yeah.
Well, they call it wet.
Dry and wet,
yeah.
But, yeah.
So why did you decide to opt out of that?
I was probably a bit late on making the decision and missed out on a few, which I'm not regretting. Like there's a few questionable places to go and what people had to offer us in places to stay and jobs, I don't know, things like that. But no, I'm happy being here in Adelaide and playing footy with my mates.
Very good. Oh, we love it too, don't we, Jess?
Absolutely, mate. Very sensational. I said sensational again.
Yeah, you love that word.
Search up synonyms for sensational.
Yeah.
So you must, playing A grade, Kenzie, from, only ripe age of 18, you must have some pretty funny stories. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's been a few good stories.
Anything you can share?
Great moments.
A few mischievous older boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a younger one, I've probably found myself not feeling too great some Sunday nights, Sunday mornings.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, now that I'm a bit older and a bit more mature and stuff,
That's good. What are you alluding to?
What were you thinking of, Ned?
I was thinking of one thing, but I'm not sure.
You can say it. Just say it if you want.
No, yeah, well, I just know that I reckon it was Darcy's 18th birthday, so he was very new to the team at that point, obviously, being the start of year 12 and everything, but freshly legal, and the boys decided to celebrate for him.
I kind of organised my 18th birthday to be that Saturday night at the club, and Dad put a bit of money behind the bar and bought a few pizzas, so it's kind of like a little 18th. But yeah
nice. Yeah,
okay.
It's wholesome.
But the next part that you're about, you go.
Yeah. So obviously, he's got his 18th set up. The Kenzie, put a couple of drinks behind the bar, very good. And then the boys say, "Dust, we go in the change rooms." And he's kind of like, "What? Why are we going to change it?" "We go in change rooms." So young Das goes to change rooms with all the A grade boys. He's like, "What's going on?"
Do you want to hand it over to him for this?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, there was a few boys there back at the club that night, and There's a lot of talks around about 9, 10 o'clock maybe.
Yeah, that's when the conversation
starts. They were just a bit like, should we get a stripper? Should we get a stripper for Darcy's birthday?
And did they?
Yeah, they did.
That's awesome. That's so, so funny. And how'd you find it, mate?
Yeah, it was very confronting. I was obviously... yeah.
Were you with the lights at this point?
No, I was single at the time.
I didn't even know that's where it was going. I thought... Anyway.
Yeah, so basically we all went down to the change rooms. They're not the shabbiest change room. They're pretty...
Yeah, schmick.
They're not the great, like... Yeah, not great. And
what did Dad think after putting on the bar?
I don't reckon Dad knows. I don't think Dad knows about this.
That's great. What a platform for parents to always find out. Like the other week we had Truck on and he was like, Mum and Dad didn't know that I had dropped out of uni 6 months ago before I got my...
They still had found out about that.
They hadn't when he said it on the podcast. I don't know if they listened to it. But it was like 6 months between his... apprenticeship and uni and they thought he just slipped straight in. Anyway,
also the number of parents who are absolutely shocked about Chaz's I wonder whether his parents heard that.
Chaz, anyway
speaking about people who heard about stories and then passed it on, your very good mate Slamo Hammond and my good friend as well, and everyone to the club, I guess.
Sure.
He heard about this story and he passed it on very quickly around the boys at school. I remember that being one of the more funny because everyone's Chinese whispering this.
It's just getting more and more out of control.
Dolls at a stripper.
It's not something that really happens to
anyway.
18-year-olds, no.
Yeah, but talking about that, I want to talk about another story I only heard about today, where Stamo stitched you up again, and specifically this was in Year 12 camp, about the tent selection.
Yeah, so Year 12 outdoor ed camp, our outdoor ed class consisted of myself and Hammo, Hammo's ex, and Hammo's ex's friend, who was a girl, Zoe Moretti. You know, remember Moretz, Liam?
Oh, yeah.
Liam's sister. Awesome.
Yeah.
So Hammo and I were tent buddies or pairs or whatever, so we slept in the same tent, and Hammo's ex and Zoe slept in the other tent.
Mm. Which are the rules.
Obviously.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
And at the time, Hammo was with Hammo's ex.
Yeah.
And so basically going to bed one night and... Hammo and I were, well, I was fast asleep. Yeah. Hammo wasn't.
No.
Okay.
So Hammo
was wide awake.
Very concerning. Hammo, yeah. Please proceed.
Hammo decides to hop out the tent. I don't know. I had no idea.
Right.
I was dead to the world. And basically what happened, I woke up in the morning.
Yeah.
And... Zoe Moretti's lying next to me. And I go.
Do you know what time the swap happened?
No.
No.
No idea. So basically Hammo had swapped tents to go sleep with his girlfriend at the time on outdoor ed camp and told
She just Zoe kicked out go, this poor girl. Yeah.
Told Zoe to go sleep with me, basically.
That's so funny.
Well, Hammo, you crying in really long hair.
Yeah. You start stroking Hammo's
like
hair.
We were like head to
head. Hammo, you've lost some weight.
So I did get stitched up, which was...
That's so funny.
It was, yeah, and...
Oh.
Nah, it was...
That's brilliant.
It was a good laugh, actually, but yeah.
Fantastic.
I was quite surprised. I was like, we were like head to toe, you know.
Yeah. That's
and
awesome.
Yeah, I woke up next to some feet that didn't look like Hammo's.
Probably.
There's a lot probably more a little
room,
bit nicer.
Yeah, yeah, probably room just a touch nicer. Well.
Oh, that's awesome.
So good. And what did Eliza think?
Well, yeah, I got back from camp and I told her that story. And
Ned, you didn't even know this story.
Oh, I did not know about this story.
You two just kept it under wraps very nicely.
No, well, I reckon it's been out.
Okay.
We've spoken about it. Anyway.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, Liza was... She was... I don't know. She's a bit like, what the fuck?
Yeah, fair enough.
But not at my sake, because I was fast asleep. But no, it's a bit awkward.
So funny.
Tars just fell asleep and almost gone, fuck right, me. Now's the time
to move. Yeah. Well, I wonder if he's just like waited for Tars to fall asleep or if he's like booked in 11:30 to make the move across.
That is so funny.
All right,
I think we'll leave it there. That is a great way to end our little interview.
Yeah, I think it's been a great way for a lot of the players and people around the club to get to know our friend Darcy, a new player. Yeah, it's been good.
It's great. And also to just get to know about Slammo's.
Yeah, Slammo's activities.
No, thanks for coming on, Das. You've obviously got a very interesting story to tell with your move between states and your...
The journey.
Your journey within sport. So thanks for coming on. Thanks for sharing.
Anything to depart us with, Das?
No, you're doing a great job.
Oh, thanks,
I love
mate.
Listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
Awesome. Thanks, mate.
Go
awesome.
Kings.
Go Kings.
All right.
And Queens.
Let's finish this up. Round 8. Triple header off a smosh with the Queens and D grade, obviously, at Haslam. Get out there if you can.
And buy your tickets to Friday night.
That's
at
where I was
Norwood.
Getting. Get your tickets.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. And Hugo Tooby is a fantastic presenter. We didn't actually mention this before, but he came out earlier this year.
Yeah, he
spoke to the Kings.
Yeah.
He spoke to the playing group. And he was... phenomenal.
We got a lot out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're not playing, I really encourage you to buy a ticket to that function.
Big messages around men's mental health and physical health.
Yep, exactly. And with your ticket, you get, I think, is it 2 meals and drinks? Something like that. So it's value for your money.
Mm-hmm.
And some good footy to watch.
Exactly.
And some great footy. Darcy hitting P1s
all night. One more time.
Darcy hitting P1s all night.
Yeah, Darcy hitting P1s all night. Nice.
You don't need.
Jess.
You don't need me. No.
Sorry. All right. Let's cut it there. Thanks for coming on again, Darcy. It's been great. Bit different for us tonight with the couch arrangement. Very casual.
I like this place.
I think it's been nice.
Thanks for having me, Ned. And Jesse.
Always.
Jesse
welcome.
And Ned.
All right.
Pleasure, mate.
Jesse's giving away his mic. It's just stopped working. All right. Love you, boys. See you later.
Cheers.